evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 6th of May. It's Wednesday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here at republicbroadcasting.org. You know, folks, we always talk about the alternative media. That's an interesting turn of phrase. I guess RBN does constitute the alternative media. It certainly is an alternative to the controlled media in this country. ABC, CBS, NBC, I don't need to go through the list. You know who the controlled media is in this country. And you know what you get out of the controlled media. You know that just about everything they tell you is a lie, and if it's not a lie, it's a half-truth or a distortion. It's a swindle. The controlled media in this country tells you lies about what happened on 9/11. The controlled media lies about the Oklahoma City bombing. The controlled media lies about the Kennedy assassination. Controlled media lies about just about everything. And every once in a while, a few truths do slip out, much to my amazement. They can't cover up everything. But the point is, sometimes I'm afraid the alternative media, and I'm not just talking about RBN, I'm talking about all the alternative media in its various forms, both the internet, independent newspapers like American Free Press, any number of newsletters and other publications. We sometimes get so wrapped up in our alternative approach that sometimes we actually separate ourselves from reality. And I don't mean literally separate ourselves from reality, but what we do is we separate ourselves from the quote-unquote reality that has been imposed upon us by this iron curtain of media control. We are so eager to show ourselves so independent of the controlled media that we sometimes really put ourselves in a position where we only preach to the choir and lock ourselves out of any discussion, rational or otherwise, with people who are hooked on the mainstream media, as it calls itself. So while we merrily debate all sorts of things about all sorts of things, those all sorts of things that we're debating all sorts of things about are not even a part of the subject of discussion. I used to notice that in the old days when I was writing for the Spotlight, that there'd be some tremendously important things going on that were being reported in the national press, but there would be no reference to that whatsoever in the pages of the Spotlight. Now, that's good and that's bad. Number one, it's bad because sometimes it's incumbent upon the alternative media to reflect upon what appears in the controlled media. But then again, it's good because the alternative media, in this case the Spotlight, was bringing its readers news and information that was important, but important from a different context. Well, there's a reason for all this, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm coming back to a constant subject that I've harped upon time and time again in this program, and that is this, that we must be accurate. We must rely on the facts when we're trying to communicate our quote-unquote alternative or independent point of view, whatever our position happens to be on some particular issue or on some event that's happening in our day. Well, more about that when we come back. I'm responding here to an email that I received that I thought was kind of interesting because it just kind of drives home my point. Stay tuned, folks.
With With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. Check also the website of the Barnes Review at BarnesReview.com. Barnes Review is a bi-monthly history magazine that approaches history from a factual basis, not from the basis of what those who control the media tell us what history is. Now, you know, I tell you what, if somebody approached me and said, what do you write about? Well, I could give a long, complicated, windy answer, but you know what? I guess basically when it comes down to what do I write about, what have I largely written about in the books that I've written and in the thousands of articles that I've written over a period of, what, 25 years or more? I mean, my record is in black and white more so than a lot of people. What do I write about? I write about, in general, the consequences of Jewish power in the United States, put very simply. That can go in a lot of different directions, but yes, that's basically what I write about. So it always comes as a surprise to me. You know, this is one of the most, I can't think of anything more controversial to write about. Maybe some people think it's more controversial to write about, a German death cult, but I generally tend to think it's pretty controversial, the nature of what I write about. So here I was surprised to get an email from one of our listeners who, it's an email, and his subject line, it says, you sound, I was having some technical problems today, so I had trouble accessing this, but I finally did. He writes, You sound pretty naive when it comes to Jews. Emailer writes, Dear Michael, you keep saying there are good Jews and bad Jews, and that Rahm Emanuel claims to have formally rejected his Israeli citizenship when he was 18. How can you be so naive? Then he goes on to talk about the Kol Nidre. He says, don't you know that every year in Yom Kippur, the Jew goes into a synagogue or at the local whorehouse and recites the Kol Nidre? Surely you know this. Thus, there is not one Jew who you can trust to tell the truth, take an oath, or hold any office that takes an oath of office. Anyway, he goes on. Then he goes on to quote Ben Friedman. He says, Ben Friedman says the rabbis he knew told him something to the effect that the Kol Nidre gives them their power over the Jewish people. Well, the email goes on, but, you know, here's what I said in response. He said, you keep saying there are good Jews and bad Jews. Well, I don't ever recall saying such a thing, frankly, folks. Now, what I did say on my Tuesday night show that he was referring specifically to is that according to poll documentation by the ADL and its liberal, quote-unquote, liberal counterpart, J Street, some 75% of the Jews in the United States admitted, at least in this poll, that they supported Israel's actions in Gaza. So all I was doing was simply quoting Jewish sources to confirm that an overwhelming majority of Jews have admitted, with no shame, that they support Israel's butchery of Christians and Muslims and the poor animals in the Gaza Zoo. But this is a more important point here. The emailer objected to the fact that I said that Rahm Emanuel claims to have formally rejected his Israeli citizenship when he was 18. Well, first of all, I never heard that Rahm Emanuel claimed to have rejected it. I read a news report that said that Rahm Emanuel had formally rejected his Israeli citizenship when he was 18. There's a distinction there. Now, here's the point. If Rahm Emanuel did, in fact, at the age of 18, go to some Israeli consulate and formally give up his Israeli citizenship, which he inherited as a consequence of the fact that his father was an Israeli citizen, then he did. You see, that's a legal fact that is beyond dispute. Now, of course, the news report that I read could be wrong. It could be wrong because it was accidentally stated. That is, the person who wrote it believed it to be true, but that it was wrong. Or number three, Rahm Emanuel may have lied. Rahm Emanuel may have put out a press release. Rahm Emanuel may have told someone in the press that he did, in fact, repudiate or reject his Israeli citizenship when he was 18, and that he was lying. But I don't see any proof that Rahm Emanuel is lying about that. Now, the bottom line of it is here, folks. The fact that I said that I had read that Rahm Emanuel had formally rejected his Israeli citizenship when he was 18 doesn't mean, and I never said that it meant, that he is still not a fanatic, hardline Zionist supporter of the state of Israel. And again, what it all comes back to, folks, is that when we are writing about these things, we have to be correct. By bringing up that point about Rahm Emanuel is that I was trying to point out that it may not be technically correct to say that Rahm Emanuel is a U.S.-Israeli dual citizen, even if his loyalties are pro-Israel first and foremost. You see, here again, we come down to this matter of fact. Now, it's kind of funny, just as an afterthought, as an added note here, This emailer goes on to talk about the Kol Nidre Oath, and I certainly am very familiar with it and know the history of it. Many of you are as well. But he goes on to quote Benjamin Friedman. Now, Benjamin Friedman, was, of course, born a Jew who converted to Roman Catholicism and later became an outspoken critic of Israel and of Judaism. But, you know, I kind of found it interesting that here this writer who's upset with me for believing that Rahm Emanuel might have rejected his Israeli citizenship, he's quoting another Jew, Ben Friedman. So I guess what I'm saying is, why is it kosher, so to speak, to believe one Jew but not another? You know, even Lyndon LaRouche's organization in one of their newspapers years ago said that Ben Friedman was actually an ADL plant inside the American Nationalist Movement. Now, I'm not saying that I necessarily believe that, but LaRouche's organization did say that. So, you know, again, I'm just trying to, as always, point out that we're going to have to deal with facts, especially if we're going to be dealing with controversial subjects like the things that I talk about on this program, much to the distress and dismay of many people. I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. I know that there are people, including friends of mine who listen to this program, friends of mine who are basically apolitical, they tune this program in and they say, oh my God, I can't believe some of the horrible things he said about the poor Jews. But then again, I have my listeners who take umbrage at my emphasis on being a stickler for the facts. So I'm not here defending the Jews by simply saying that if we're going to talk about them, we need to talk about them from a factual basis. And that is what I intend to do to the best of my ability. Another interesting email I received, I had mentioned that one of our listeners who didn't necessarily agree with various comments that I had made, but he was concerned about the fact that Adolf Hitler had a propaganda minister. And one of our listeners wrote in saying that he listened with some interest to that discussion on the program. And he says, I believe you answered his misunderstanding quite well, but I'd just like to add the following observation. Because this false belief is so pervasive, thanks to the Jewish-controlled mass media and educational systems in the United States, that is, the term propaganda does not equal a lie. The original context of the term simply meant to put forth one's position on a subject. This in no way means that it has to contain lies or half-truths. Propaganda can be totally true and factual, as indeed, he adds, the speeches of Dr. Goebbels and Hitler were. He said, there are a plethora of lies about Hitler and how bad he was that apparently the emailer wanted you to simply chime in with, but to your credit, you didn't. He goes on to say, and by the way, my thanks to Carolyn Jaeger for her willingness to defend the character of what arguably is the most reviled and maligned person in history, Adolf Hitler, except possibly for Jesus Christ. A man who, from nothing, created a prosperous and happy nation that was remarkable by any standards politically, economically, industrially, and in many other ways, which was only destroyed by overwhelming forces of men and materiel arrayed against it by the Bolsheviks and their slavish allies. National Socialism was not defeated politically or ideologically, but only militarily, which in no way indicates it is a creed that either logically or philosophically should be deemed a failure by the quote-unquote experts of today and assigned to the memory hole and otherwise shunned and maligned. Well, this very interesting email goes on, but I think that it's well worth taking into consideration what the guy has to say. In any case, he does point out that there is a very good source online of translations of speeches by Dr. Goebbels and Adolf Hitler and other people at the following website, calvin.edu. Calvin.edu. In fact, if you do a search of Nazi propaganda, the term Nazi propaganda and the word Calvin, which I believe is the name of an educational institution, C-A-L-V-I-N, you will find this particular website, www.calvin.edu. So you might just check it out for your own purposes. Well, we are going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, a few more comments, and we will certainly be glad to take some calls here before the hour is over. The number, as you know, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Got quite a big lineup of callers, and I'm going to go, I think, probably directly to the callers right now. I'm going to withhold comment on one of the items I'd like to talk about, because we have a call from Derek from Missouri, and Derek from Missouri, according to my producer, is the son of Jim from Texas, who we haven't heard from for a long time. So let's bring up Derek. Derek, are you there?
Yeah, this is me. This is actually Darren. My brother's Derek. But
oh, okay. All right. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that that my dad passed away, and he was a big fan of yours. I mean,
oh, my God. I am so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, we had a lot of callers who asked on the air about your dad, and I've gotten a lot of emails, and I am just so sorry to hear that. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Michael, I tell you what, he looked up to you, and there's very few people in this world that he did, so.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah. I guess it was sudden, wasn't it?
Well, no, he had, and that's why he hasn't called in a while. He hasn't called you because he's had cancer probably for about 7 months, and he's been miserable for probably 5 months, and he's called you a couple times in that time, but he just didn't have the sense of humor that he did whenever, he was at his peak, and he was miserable the last few times he's talked to you. And
my goodness. I don't think, you know, it never, oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, I know right now, it's Darren, right?
It's Darren, yes.
Darren, yeah, I know right now there's a lot of people who are just as shocked and as sad as I am to hear this. And, you know, it never even occurred to me that your dad was sick. You know, it's funny because, I've told this story in the air, and I'll tell it again. I don't know if you've ever heard this story, but, you know, I had talked to your dad on the air so many times, yeah. And I finally met him in person. And, you know, Mark Glenn and I had talked to your dad so many times, And Mark, I said to Mark, I said, what do you think Jim looks like? And Mark said, I think he's probably a real tall, skinny guy. And I said, you know, I picture him to be a short, fat guy. And I was so amazed when I met your dad because he was such a slender but muscular, good-looking, well-put-together guy. And it was just a complete, kind of a complete surprise for both of us. And I really enjoyed the time I had to spend with him out there in California, and I always looked forward to his calls. And occurred to me.
Yeah,
he
enjoyed that trip. You couldn't get him to go on trips to anywhere. And whenever he said he was going on that trip, I'm like, you know what? That for a guy to be able to get him to pull together and go on a trip like that, I'm like, that is awesome. And
we had a hell of a time out there in California. It was an experience I know all of us will remember, and we talked about it many times after the fact. And it's just a reminder that life goes on, and we have a lot of fond memories of a lot of people we've dealt with over the years. So but listen, Darren, I appreciate you calling, and I know our listeners do as well. And I hope you'll keep listening in, and I hope you'll kind of step in for your dad and call in every once in a while.
I will, Michael. And yeah, you enjoy yourself. And I'm sorry to interrupt your show. I just
the minute I saw that you were calling in, I was saying, well, I want to hear what he has to say. You never know, And now we know. Boy, oh boy.
All right, I enjoy your show. And every time I went to Texas, that was the first thing that Dad said. We're calling Michael, and I love listening to you guys. I love listening to what he had to say.
Well, I tell you what, we have missed him, and we will miss him, but we're all going to have great memories of him.
All right,
thanks a lot, Darren.
Take care, Michael.
All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here with me. Boy, oh boy. Like I say, you know, life goes on, and you just keep losing friends and family, and you never know when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. And when we saw Jim out in California, I mean, he looked great, and this is how these things happen. This is a real shock to me, and I know it's a real shock to everybody else. So God bless Jim. We know where he is. He's sitting at the right hand of God right now. And he's giving them hell. We got somebody in heaven, ladies and gentlemen, who's on our side. Always remember that. We got somebody in heaven who's a friend of the Piper Report and a friend of Mark Glenn and Phil Turney and this whole network. So God bless Jim. His name was Jim Hart, incidentally, ladies and gentlemen. Well, well, well. All right. We have about a minute before the break, and I think we have a minute before the break here. I'm a little thrown by this, ladies and gentlemen. We have about a minute here, so I'm going to bring up one of our forgive me. I'm going to bring up our next caller here, and of course he'll realize that we have a break coming up. We have Steve in Chicago. Steve, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, hey, Steve. I guess we only have just a couple seconds here, so
well,
you want to just hang on there for the break,
I'm
if you would.
I'm crushed by the announcement from Jim's son. Jim had so many clever things to say, and he always was a good kidder. I don't know how I can follow this. I feel like I'm a cat.
No, that's all right. No, we're glad to hear from you, Steve. Yeah, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive me for dragging that out there. I just got, well, you can imagine. We're going to the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, during the break, you know, I was thinking, you know, the kosher thing to do would be to have a moment of silence for Jim from Texas. But you know what? That's the last thing Jim would want. He wouldn't want us to waste even a minute of silence, even 30 seconds of silence for him. He'd want us to keep on keeping on and giving these bastards the hell that they deserve. In fact, I just heard this big clap of thunder outside here, and I'd like that to think that's Jim saying just what I said, keep on keeping on. All right, well, we have Steve from Chicago, and I know Steve can ably fill in Jim's shoes in his own respect. So, Steve, fire away.
I don't think I could do that. Jim was just fantastic dealing with Abe Foxman in the ADL. I could never match that. But I'm going to try to do a new sweep, Michael.
Go ahead.
Well, first one, Obama's kitchen cabinet keeps kosher. Obama is planning to announce a trip in June. He's going to call himself the grandson of a Holocaust survivor. In other words, he said his white grandfather liberated Buchenwald. Second thing, Jean-Marie Le Pen did not get the honorary presidency or that caretaker presidency. They changed the rules in the EU, so he can't get it because he's a Holocaust denier. Number three, they have a new movie coming out. Well, the last two are movies. It's in German, Im Schatten von Jutzus, and that's about Veit Harlan. I don't know if you know about him. He was the director for Jutzus. That's Joseph Zeus Oppenheimer.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he was the blackmailer of the Duke of Württemberg. He also directed Der Ewige Jude, The Eternal Jew. And they were saying that, as an example of intermarriage, like his niece had married Stanley Kubrick, and he knew Stanley Kubrick, and in fact that they had worked together. I didn't know that. And
that's one, very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And one last thing, and this is real sad. Do you know anything about this German foreign movie? It's called Das Herz von Jenen.
No, about, not that I know of.
Okay, it's about a Palestinian refugee boy. He was living in the camp. His name was Ahmed Khatib, K-H-A-T-I-B.
Oh, I think I have heard about this. Yeah. This is the kid. This is the kid who was killed by the Israeli forces, is he not?
Yes, sir.
Okay, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was playing with a gun, a toy gun, and the sniper shot him in cold blood. So, anyways, the film is about his father donating his organs, all the Jewish people and Jewish kids. And one or two of the, I guess there were five organs that were transplanted, but I couldn't do this myself, give up the kids' organs. But at any rate, they wouldn't even speak to the German producer. His name is Vetter, Marcus Vetter. And all they did was take the organs and run. You know what I'm saying? But there was one couple there that at least came on, and they thanked them for that. But something like that, they talk about the Arabs being animals and the selflessness and the charity and the humanitarianism is beyond words. And I'll let you go, Michael.
Absolutely. Listen, Steve, thanks as always for your call. And, well, thank God we do have good callers like Steve and like our late friend Jim Hart. Boy, oh, boy. You know, folks, I would suggest you, if you want to send a sympathy card, I don't know if Jim's family would want to give out their address here on the air, but I certainly think if you want to send a card to RBN, care family of Jim Hart, Jim from Texas, care of RBN, I'm sure the folks at RBN would be glad to forward them on to Jim's family. Maybe if Darren's listening in, he could call back and give the producer the family's address, because I don't think we would want to give that out over the air. Okay, we'll go to our next caller now. We have Mark in Kentucky. Mark, come on up. I was talking to a neighbor of yours on the phone here the other day. How are you tonight?
How you doing, Mike? I'm really upset to hear about this, about Jim passing on. I mean, he was one of the most funniest politically incorrect callers you could ever
have.
Oh,
absolutely. Jim was
even
funny.
He even raked you on the coals a couple of times here.
Oh, yeah. Jim didn't fool around.
No, he didn't. And one of the funniest things I think he ever said was how our controlled media actually, you know, controls, you know, our mindsets, including our military. Like, he even said that if Hollywood actually would come out with, like, a bunch of spreads and stuff like that and said Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a sex symbol, we would believe it. I mean, And I was drinking, I think, a soda at the time. I think I was drinking a Mountain Dew or a Pepsi or something like that. I almost lost it. I mean, I spit all over myself.
No, you know, Jim was funny. Jim was a really funny guy, and he did have a way with words. There's no question about that. He used to say I was a Pollyanna. Jim used to say I was too soft on the Jew.
Yeah. You're too soft on him. Oh,
he was quite a guy. Quite a guy.
You know what? You know what someone really should do? They should get, like, I don't know, it'd be a hard thing to do, but if anyone could figure out when he was on your show, like, go through the archives and do, like, the best of Jim. I mean,
the
it would
best
be great.
Of Jim from Texas. That's right.
It would be fantastic.
But well, you know, like I say, I used to get emails from people. I get a few emails from people who didn't like Jim for one reason or another. But I would say about 80%. No, I would say 90% of the emails. And I got quite a few emails that would make reference to Jim. And I would easily say 90 to 95% of them just absolutely loved Jim. So he actually had a lot of fans out there. I heard more than one person say in writing or even on the air that Jim should have his own show.
Yeah, I'd say about 2-3 months ago, I was wondering, like, what happened to Jim?
Yeah, Yeah, and you know, it's funny when you hear, I don't mean funny in the funny sense, but it's surprising because when I saw that his son was calling in, it never even occurred to me that there was anything wrong with Jim. You know, I just thought maybe his son was a listener and he was calling in, and I thought maybe he was calling in to say, hey, Dad says hello or something like this. You know, I thought maybe he had moved and didn't have a computer, or, you know, all these things go through your mind. You never think that the person has died, especially a young guy like Jim.
Yeah. Well, I was going to talk about something else, but I think that's pretty much took the wind out of my sails. I'll probably call them tomorrow night about something.
All right. You're always welcome, Mark. So, listen, you take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, we do have another Jim out there, Jim from Los Angeles.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
All righty.
I just wanted to say that, you know, I was thinking about how the Holocaust is used to badger white Gentiles, and it dawned on me that the real purpose of the Holocaust is it's the Jews' tool to prevent whites from organizing around their group interests. Because whenever whites start to organize around their group interests and identify themselves as whites, that they're criticized and put down and, oh, how dare you, this is wrong, you can't do that because you're going to lead to Nazis.
And that's right, exactly. That's exactly right.
The Holocaust. And so then all the whites shy away and then they go back and become passive.
Oh, no, that's absolutely right. It's used as a tool, and you know, that's interesting you bring that up, because a lot of times I'm inclined to say, and so many other people are as well, that the Holocaust is used to control the direction of U.S. foreign policy, which indeed it is, but you're absolutely right. That's another little noticed aspect of what the whole Holocaust. Well, there is no debate about the Holocaust because they don't permit a debate upon the Holocaust. But that is the whole purpose of one of the purposes of using the Holocaust as a club over non-Jews to keep everybody in line.
Right. And that dawned, I mean, it's kind of always dawned on me, but it really dawned on me last week or so when, did you catch that story about Tom Tancredo and how he got shut down in North Carolina?
No, I didn't hear about
leftist.
That.
Well, he was going to give a speech to the a college group called Preservation of Western Civilization. And, you know, that's, oh, I can't have that, you know. So there's these college groups springing up around the U.S., Preservation of Western Civilization, Pride in Western Civilization, and so forth. So Tancredo was going to speak. And the radical lefty students shut him down. And I was reading through some blog entries, and one of the lefty students made a comment to the effect of, this is outrageous, this Western civilization organization. What's next, Nazism and then a Holocaust? And I thought, that's it. That's how they use the Holocaust. Whites can't organize because we all know what that's going to lead to, a Holocaust.
You see, but that's the interesting thing about it, you know, that there are even people who are not guilty of denying the Holocaust, or who are not guilty of preaching against Jews, or even saying things nasty about Israel. And that includes Tom Tancredo, who incidentally lost all of his life savings because he was invested with Bernie Madoff. But here nonetheless, Tancredo, who went out of his way to attack the Muslims and to support Israel, here he still gets the Holocaust thing rubbed in his face because he's daring to speak out on behalf of Western civilization. So even those people who are not guilty of anything, like you might say I'm guilty of, or Mark Glenn is guilty of, or David Duke or David Irving or anybody like that, even these other people get the Holocaust rubbed in their face. So you can't get away from the Holocaust.
Right, because the international Jews who are working towards one world government, dissolving borders, and so forth, their main obstacle, at least they think, is white, Christian, Westerners. They can take out the Africans, the Asians, the Hispanics, but we're their main obstacle. So they cannot allow us to organize. And that's what I think they think.
Well, that's why the United States has historically been a target. I mean, look at Russia. Russia was their target because Russia was a bulwark of Christian civilization. And so Russia was targeted. Russia was an early target of these same people. And now they have pretty much brought the United States, if not to its knees, let's put it this way, the United States is stooping over, ready to fall to its knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the way the organized Jewish community is attacking the white Christian Western world is not through warfare, but through immigration.
It's all been part and parcel of an attempt to break down the United States.
Right.
To break it up.
I call it demographic warfare.
Yeah, and you know Dr. Kevin McDonald has written a paper on this. Demonstrating how Jewish forces were behind the so-called immigration reform. Oh, there's no question about it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Michael.
All right, Jim. Thanks for your call. Very interesting point there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, we have another caller from California, John in California. John, come on up.
Shit.
I think we have John in California.
Hello.
John.
Hello.
John, are you there?
Hey, Mike, how you
doing?
Yeah,
I thought we lost you.
Yeah, I thought so, too. That's sad about Jim.
Yeah.
My condolences to his family. You know, yeah, it's a tough time. Something like that kind of blows the wind out. But I got a couple of things. I caught the Cynthia McKinney interview last night real quick, and, yeah, it's something to listen to.
Yeah, I haven't been able to. Well, actually, I haven't tried again today to bring it up. But, yeah, from everybody that I've either heard emails, either heard from, either spoke to or got emails from who've listen to it. They say it's really something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was trying to listen to Rick Adams because I couldn't get it up initially. All of a sudden, it just pops up. So I ended up listening to the whole thing. And yeah, it's something to get if you can get it. The other one we talked about last week, the editor of the Napa Sentinel is Harry Martin, and he's still at it, as far as I can see.
Oh, so, okay. Very interesting. Okay. I wasn't aware of that. Yeah.
Still pushing the agenda like he did when he wrote for the Spotlight.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good to know that then. Yeah.
And the big thing is this last weekend, I listened to the local conservative talk show. I told on a lot of things. They had a interview with a man named Joe Trento. I don't know if you know this man.
I know who he is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he talked about this in Florida recently, this conference that tried to organize about radical Islam and, you know, what the threat they are to the world and that. And I didn't know this, but supposedly the state of Florida has voted a resolution that they support Israel's war in the Gaza.
They support Israel what?
Israel's side of the war in Gaza.
That's interesting. A state legislature passing a resolution endorsing the foreign imperialism, the imperialism of a foreign state. I mean, what other foreign country would be the subject of a resolution by any state legislature in America?
Right.
I mean, you know, that just goes to show you how prevalent this whole Israeli thing is in American politics and society.
Right. Well, anyway, so the story goes, he claims that they had this set up, and they were going to meet on a certain thing, and the hotel that they were going to hold it, it was all set up. Then at the last minute, they got a call saying it was canceled. No reason. We just don't want you there. The security problems. Supposedly, there were calls from these groups, whether they're Muslim or Islam or what, claiming they disrupt everything. And I guess the big thing, he was bringing in this man from the Netherlands, Geert Wilders.
Right, right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Talking about, you know, and what his background is. But it suddenly reminded me of the No Wars for Israel conference and all the hassle you, Mark, and all the people got there.
Absolutely. You know, all I can say is what goes around comes around.
I know, but it made me funny with all the powerful and all the Jewish, how they would let that happen, why the hotel would cut them out. They just, you know, it was
really
funny.
Well, in that particular case, I would just imagine that the hotel just probably for its own decision just decided that they just didn't need the grief. You know,
right.
It's kind of interesting. I could be wrong about this, but I do believe that that conference Joe Trento was mixed up with may have been organized in part by this character named John Loftus, who was a boyhood friend of our friend Dave from Massachusetts.
Got it, Mike.
All right, John, listen, thanks for your call. And speaking of Dave from Massachusetts, lo and behold, we're going to wrap it up when we come back with Dave from Massachusetts. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have our final caller for the evening. We have Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on down.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, you know, I have something to run past you, but I missed the show. I was trying to get through on my cell phone when I was driving home, but I guess the lines were all filled up, but I guess I understand Jim passed away, huh?
Yes, indeed he did. Yeah, we just got the word tonight from his son, Darren. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because I used to always call him Lone Star Jim. But
that's right,
Star,
yeah.
That Lone Star was up there in the sky just twinkling at us big time.
That's right.
Yeah, so, yeah, he was a wonderful man, you know. And I spent a lot of time out west Michael and my adult life, you know, all out west and up in Alaska. And Jim reminded me a lot of the great western people that I met in my years that I lived out west, you know. But, hey, Mike, listen. You know, in AA, at an AA meeting, they call this a burning desire, if somebody has a burning desire to say something. But let me run this past you. I spent the day in a St. Joseph's a shrine named St. Joseph's Shrine. It happens to be Catholic. And, of course, you know that I'm non-denominational. But I'll go into any, you know, I'll go anywhere, into the woods, into the cemetery, into a chapel or a shrine. I don't care whether it's Unitarian or Catholic or anything else, but, God can find me anywhere. But, I spent most of the day in there, and I was seeking God, and I was pleading with God that he'd give me a Holy Spirit's heads up on what the heck's going on with this Pope Benedict trip, Michael, to the wall, and where he's forbidden to wear the crucifix. And, you know, all I can tell you is what I got, Michael, and only time will tell. I hope it doesn't come to pass, but I can only tell you what came into my mind in the shrine as I sought the Holy Spirit. But, you know, the Holy Spirit told me, by faith, I believe the Holy Spirit told me, pointed out how nature abhors a vacuum. And the Holy Spirit told me the game plan of these crafty Jews is, you know, if they can get the crucifix off of Pope Benedict, and they can get his scepter away from him, well, Michael, he's not going to go to that wall without anything. These crafty Jews know damn right well that he's going to put on that abominable 666 symbol, that 666 symbol that represents a man's name. And actually, it represents, I'm a man, and my name is David, and it represents the Star of David, but it also represents a man's name, and the man's name is Israel. Now, tell me it isn't so, Michael. I hope this doesn't happen, but if they can get that, as I say, that crucifix off of Pope John Paul, Pope Benedict, you know,
it'll be, you know, there'll be a lot of symbolism. There'll be a lot of symbolism to that, and,
he's going to
you know,
go
it'll be
with that abominable 666 Star of David, the Magen David, and I pleaded with the Holy Spirit. Tell me it isn't so, God. I says that Daniel the prophet spoke of this. The prophet spoke about it. They call it the abomination of desolation. If he goes to that wailing wall with that 666 Magen David star, Michael. Boy, I'll tell you, man.
Dave. Even if he doesn't go there with that, and he goes there without the crucifix, his traditional garb, that's going to tell us a lot of things about where this world is going.
Yeah, because you know, we hold up the crucifix, and these vampires flee from us. But by the same token, Michael, when they hold up their symbol, their 666 symbol, we should flee.
No, we're supposed to worship it. You see, that's the problem here.
But we should.
All right, Dave. Well, I hear that music. That means we're winding it up. It's a sad evening here. We learned about Jim, but you know he was a good man and he fought the good fight. And it's our job to keep fighting the good fight in memory of Jim and all others who've passed before us. Have a good evening, folks. With